Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you know what else you need to do before saying, I do? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Now that love has brought you together, don't let financial issues drive you apart. As I regularly say to engaged couples, you can talk about money now or you can fight about it later. When it comes to love and marriage, money is at the root of most arguments and is the number one reason for divorce. Though money issues will always have to be handled and reset and handled again, there are ways to keep a focus and keep the disagreements in check. And make that discipline part of your relationship before walking down the aisle. Let's start with the big issue, spending. I think the best way to get a handle on that discussion is to address the issue of savings. Ask these questions. Have we agreed on financial goals, such as buying a house in 5 years? Are we saving 20% of our take-home pay? Are we taking advantage of 401k programs and other plans? Do we individually track our spending on food, housing, transportation, utilities, and other items? Have we agreed on a budget? The answers to those questions will give each of you a snapshot and reality check. A snapshot of what your intended thinks about money. A reality check on how they actually handle money. The whole idea is to get a good picture of each other's money habits and frame a joint approach to how money will be handled in your new home. Remember, even though you're becoming a couple, it's your money. So take it personally. Each of you should still maintain your own financial thumbprint. That way, your new marriage will have two financial legs on which to stand, which helps you in good times and in bad. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.